Sunday, as we call it. Well, it certainly wasn't a well-organised, stately, ceremonial, stiff upper lip kind of affair. Those of you who are not English or British might not understand the phrase stiff upper lip. It goes back to a period in time when, in order to keep your nerve, you kept your top lip stiff, or at least if that's the expression. The only stiff upper lips were on the faces of the chief priests and the teachers of the law, who were not happy about what was going on. Imagine instead more the cheering crowds that you might see as someone breaks the tape at the London Marathon. Or maybe, forgive me those of you who are, again, not from the United Kingdom, when Team GB won gold at the Olympics, you know, Mo Farah and all of that. That kind of joy. Or maybe, getting a bit closer to it, the last night of the proms, which, although a joyful, fun occasion, has that patriotic, some might say jingoistic kind of edge to it, because actually this entry into Jerusalem was highly charged politically. We might actually be thinking more about VE Day, those of you who go back that far, or the end of communism in Eastern Europe, or more recently the so-called Arab Spring, when governments were toppled, when the people rose up and revolution was in the air, because that's what was in the air when Jesus entered into Jerusalem. They thought, at last, the time has come, when Messiah has arrived, when the king has come, and we are going to be set free from the oppression of the Roman Empire, and Israel is going to be back on the map, and Israel is going to be back on top. That's what they thought was happening. A time of high emotion, of high excitement. Revolution was in the air. Problem was that the people wanted to see the kind of Messiah that they had in mind. They only saw what they wanted to see. They only heard what they wanted to hear, because Jesus actually understood Messiah in a completely different way. Not to be the political and military deliverer of Israel, but the suffering saviour of the whole world. And he cut right across all those populist expectations, which was why a few days later they nailed him to a cross. The crowd proved fickle. The cheers became jeers. Jesus, the hero, became the zero who could be done away with. It was mountaintop to valley depth within the space of a few days in this week that we call holy. Make way, but only for the kind of king we want. Jesus comes in on a donkey, a sign of humility, one that clearly showed his kingship, but again, not the kind of kingship perhaps that people were looking for. We read in Zechariah chapter 9, verses 9 to 10, these words. Rejoice, rejoice, people of Zion. Shout for joy, you people of Jerusalem. Look, your king is coming to you. He comes triumphant and victorious. So good so far, but humble, and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. The Lord says, I will remove the war chariots from Israel and take the horses from Jerusalem. The bows used in battle will be destroyed. Your king will make peace among the nations. He will rule from sea to sea, from the river Euphrates to the ends of the earth. The donkey was a symbol of kingship. There is a clear messianic connection. This was how Messiah would come. God's people had been told not to expect their king to come in on a war horse, but in humility, riding on a donkey. And in so doing, he would remove the war chariots from Israel and destroy the weapons of war and make peace among the nations. The song we sang, Make Way, Make Way, included the line, fling wide the gates and welcome him into your lives. Graham Kendrick imagining there the gates being flung wide as Jesus entered into the city of Jerusalem. But again, do we fling wide the gates of our lives as long as Jesus fits in with what we want our lives to be? As Christians, we can so easily make the same mistake as the people did on Palm Sunday and welcome a king who is going to fulfill our ambitions, who's going to sort out the people who get in our way, who's going to make sure that we're okay and that we have all the things that we want. Or do we want the sort of king that Jesus is? A king whose power is expressed through compassion and service. A king who meets hatred and violence with love and forgiveness. A king who could call down legions of angels to settle his scores, but instead allows himself to be put to death as a sacrifice for others. A king as human as we are, but whose very humanity challenges us because it is so completely different. A king who wants to transform our ordinary lives into extraordinary ones because he is welcomed into every part. Fling wide the gates and welcome him into your lives, into every part of your lives. Listen to